This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
10 past 8, and we're still a few months away from the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. And if you've lived here long enough, you pretty much know that right around August, September would be the peak then of the Atlantic hurricane season. Though we have seen early storms develop, nothing imminent. This week is the National Hurricane Conference just south of here, and First Alert Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish once again is covering. And I saw your story yesterday afternoon on Action News Jax on CBS 47, Fox 30, Chief, and reached out and said, we need to talk about this because that dreaded forecast cone that I know is like the big bugaboo for meteorologists. I know you hate it, but it's the most talked about thing every Atlantic hurricane season is the forecast cone. It's changing this year, and I think that that's a really, really big deal.
Yeah, exactly right, Rich. We love it and we hate it. It's a love-hate relationship when it comes to that forecast cone. So good morning, and we are looking at a little bit of a change this coming season. You know, in the past few years, and Irma stands out to me in 2017, Ian in 2023, along with, or 2022 rather, along with Nicole as well, when it hit the East Coast, a late season storm in November. Those impacts were well outside of the cone, but Rich, as the storm gets closer, the cone gets skinnier because the forecast confidence is higher. Therefore, the people are making the mistake that if they're not in the cone, they're not going to have any impacts. And it's really quite the opposite many times, because the impacts from the center of the storm can extend out for more than 100, even 200 miles at times. So we try to communicate that message. It wasn't an easy thing to do. And so now what the National Hurricane Center is going to implement this hurricane season will be to show all of the watches and warnings that are in effect, including the inland watches and warnings, which will oftentimes extend outside of that cone. So that's going to be the change you're going to see. The cone continues and lives. It serves a purpose. It's just sometimes misinterpreted by the public.
All right. And you're out in the elements. I can hear it's breezy there in Orlando, so it might be something where if you can get your hand over the phone, Chief, how will you then show us that during the upcoming season on TV, and how will you describe it so that it makes a little bit more sense maybe visually for everyone?
Well, what we tried to do during Nicole and Ian and Irma was at times we literally took the cone off of the map. We literally didn't show it. So that was one way to indicate that. But also, even better, and I think it was very effective, was to put the cone on there, but also show the area of wind and how far it extended from the center. And then that way, you could go well beyond the cone, show that here's where the storm is headed precisely, yet this is where the impacts are going to be from the wind, and again, extending well beyond that center. We don't want people too fixated on the center or that line that is forecast for that passage of that storm and the movement of that storm, because those impacts are so wide-ranging, Rich.
All right, and you also had a chance to catch up with some of the people who are a big part of the science of the Atlantic hurricane season, and you always tell us every year, and I've learned a lot from listening very closely to you, don't get too caught up not only in the cone, but also in the forecast for a season, because it all comes down to where, how intense, and when sometimes a storm can hit. But there is an outlook that this could be a pretty busy Atlantic hurricane season.
Yeah, that's what all indications are right now, Rich, and some of the forecasts are already being ballyhooed and are out there, and there'll be another one issued by Dr. Phil Klotzbach here within the next week or so, world-renowned hurricane researcher and forecaster from Colorado State University. NOAA will follow up in May, but all indications are a very busy and active hurricane season. The average number of storms, anywhere from 12 to 14 named storms through a season, and I think you're going to see forecasts of 20-plus. Over the next couple of months. But realize we had that last year. We had an active season despite an El Nino, but only one that impacted the U.S., one hurricane that impacted the U.S. Of course, it was significant. It was in the northwest Big Bend area of Florida, but a more unpopulated area. We've had the 2011 season, which was a La Nina season, typically equates to a busy hurricane season, was quite the opposite. So it doesn't always work out exactly as history seems to indicate, but with very warm ocean water right now, and seasonably warm ocean water, and it's not even the start of the season yet, combined with the anticipation that a La Nina is going to develop, which is a cooling of the equatorial Pacific, usually equates to an active Atlantic hurricane season, that combination would seem to indicate and dictate an active Atlantic hurricane season. But again, as you mentioned, Rich, it all comes down to where and if they hit land, how strong they are if that happens. But the bottom line is we should always be prepared no matter what time of the year, and earlier the better, Rich.
Yeah, a lot of talk about resilience and preparation, a lot of hard work going in there at the Hurricane Conference in Orlando. But I guess you guys are probably also nerding out a little bit because everyone's going to see the solar eclipse, right? Are you all talking about that?
That's funny you'd say that. Yes, there's a lot of weather nerding out here, and I'm actually a little surprised there aren't as many that don't seem to be going to the eclipses. You know, I mean, you know, I've been counting it down for 7 years.
Yeah, I know.
So I get some people are raising their eyebrows. I'm like, are you kidding me? Have you ever seen a total solar eclipse?
Yeah.
So, the countdown is on. We've been talking about it, and I'll be there a week from Monday. So, fast approaching, and I can't wait. But, yeah, there is a certain number of people that'll be going. But, of course, realize that this conference attracts a lot of people from the coastal areas, and most coastal areas are not being impacted by the total eclipse. So perhaps that's part of the reason. But I'm all ready to go, Rich.
I'll bet you are booking out from Orlando right to Texas, man. All right, Action News Jack's chief meteorologist Mike Burrish with a deep dive into the National Hurricane Conference and the upcoming season. That big change in the forecast cone. More on that is at WOKV.com.